sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus for Rabbi Maron Imir Rasi Sheyichyu and the schus Moshe Yudah ben Peshedina and the schus Rav Baruch Mordechai ben Hinamalka of Moshe ben Reizel, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Bracha, Rabbi Nishmas, Mars Esther Basur Shmuel, Rav Aaron ben Yaakov Shachna. And if anybody would like to dedicate a shiur in someone's honor, you may contact me. In the Shev Shmaitza, Shmaitza Vav, Perek Tezayin, he writes as follows. We're going to be discussing Cheskas Kashrus L'Kahuna. Most poskim, says Rabbeinu, Shmaitza Vav, Perek Tes Zayin. Most poskim say that if we have a suffix, Trey Utrey, it's a sfeik of the Rabbanan. And in the Torah, Uki Achetz Kase. In the Torah, Yimamid Ala Chazaka. In Perek Omer and Kedushin on 66a, there's a maisa there of Yanei HaMelech, and he was Mimalchei Beis Chashmonoi. Chashmonoi Kayadu were Kohanim, and he wanted also to be a Melech. So he was a Kohen and a Melech, but he also wanted to be a Kohen Gadol. This is Yanei. So these Chachamim weren't sure if he was Kasher LeKohun or not. What was the sub? Because of his mother. His mother had been taken as a captive in Modi'im, which if it's the same Modi'im as today, it's not far from where I'm sitting right now. Now a Shavuya, a female captive, is Psula LeKohuna. Because the way it generally works when a goyim take captives is that if the captive is a woman, they rape her. Some cultures, in the, if the captive is a man, they also rape him. So we're not really dealing with such great people. So this woman's a captive, and then afterwards she gives birth. The father is a Kohen, and she gives birth to his baby. And maybe the kids are halalim because she has been contaminated by the Gentile captors. They weren't able to mivara the suffix, and therefore they said, "Listen, we don't know whether he's kosher or not." So what they did was they were mamidim cheskas kashrusa. He has a cheskas kashrus. They want to be mamidim as cheskas kashrus. Frekta gemar hechi dami. What's the case? If we're talking about a suffix of trey utrey, two adim say she was taken captive, two adim say she wasn't taken captive. So why are you somech on the Edom who say that she wasn't taken captive? And be machshir him lekahuna. Adarabba, be machmir and be choshish for the Edom that say that she was taken captive and passel him for the kahuna. If she's taken captive, you have to assume that something bad went on. So why are we somech on those Edom? My chos is to samcha sahani, smocha hani. Rashi, v'yamr suki trei lehadei trei v'uki yetzaches kasei, comes Rashi, and he asks Akasha, what's the Gemara's Kasha? You have a suffix of trei utrei. Since there's a suffix of trei utrei, you have to be mamid her on her cheskas kahuna. Yanai's mami on her cheskas kahuna. V'yam resuki l'trei l'hadei trei v'uki yetzach eskase, says Rashi, why don't we say b'mamit two against two, two say she was taken captive, two not, and b'mamit on her chazaka that she's b'seder gamor, she's k'shara l'kehina. And for Rashi, no, hani mili ihava hi kamon v'yisabal beizdin l'hatira, that would all be good and true if she was in front of us and we wanted to be matir her. But here, the discussion revolves around her son. Here, he never had a chazaka de kashrus because they're being made that he was born pasul. The woman was born with a cheskes kashrus, he wasn't. That's the nidon. Is he kosher or not? But he never had a cheskes kashrus. So that being the case, says Rashi, you can't be samech on her cheskes kashrus. You have to look at him. And if you're looking at him, so why don't we be machmir? Uki trei lebahadei trei. And why say she wasn't taken captive? Say she was. Let's be machmir. Teisvis asked from the Gemara in Kesubis that mahani cheskesem lebas, that the chazak of the mother works for the daughter. Why don't we say here also that the chazak of the mother should work for Yanai? Talking about a single woman that was impregnated, and we don't know who the father is. And she says, the father, is that guy davening Shemoneh Esrei there in the corner, that good bacher? He's the father. He's not a puzzle. He's a good guy. Not such a good guy. Why was he making a single woman pregnant? But a good enough guy that he's kosher. He's not, he doesn't have any psul. He's not a mamzer. So you have nothing to worry about. He comes from a good family, not a mamzer. And Memela, he's kosher. That's his taina. That's her taina. So when Rav Elazar say, she's believed. Ksheira l'kahuna. Rabbi Yoshua says, she's not believed. Yechoshesh, that the father is a nasin, a mamzer, somebody who is pasal lavo b'kal. And she became a zona in this bia. And the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yoshua, Rav Elazar, that you're machshir the aim l'kahuna, you're also machshir the daughter. And the daughter never had a cheskes kashrus, because the cheskes kashrus of the mother is effective for the daughter. Mahani cheskes aim lebas, that's a yisod musad in the Talmud that we've seen many, many times in our shiurim, with the help of the Rabbanu Shalom, Baruch Hu Baruch Shema Yishtabach Shema Lenetzach. So the Shmaitza sends you to the Rashba, the Shmaitza sends you to the Rid. But that's Tosis there. They ask, why don't we say, just like we say in Ksubis, that Mahani Cheskesem Labas, why don't we say that Yanai's mother's Chazak is going to work for Yanai? So the Shmaitza wants to be Metaritz this Kasha, based on a Tosfos Bechoros, Reish Perek HaLokeach, page 20b, and in the first Perek of Chulin, page 11b. The Dibur HaMaschil is Chalav in Bechoros, the Dibur HaMaschil is Reb Meir Lechadachai Shlemiyuta in Chulin. So, says Tosfos, that in the Gemara we learn that Reb Meir holds you don't go after the rov your choshish for miut. So if you're choshish for miut, how are we allowed to eat meat? Maybe the animal was a trefa. Even if you check the animal wasn't a trefa, maybe the knife went into the part of the animal that was a trefa, so there's no way of knowing. But maybe the animal was a trefa. Ah, it's a miut. Reb Meir's choshish miut. So according to Reb Meir, how are we allowed to eat meat? According to Reb Meir, why are we not all vegetarians? It's mashma that we don't paskin like Reb Meir. He's only asking according to Reb Meir. We paskin like Reb Meir, and they would have asked, why do we eat meat? Tosfos kasha was, how according to Reb Meir do we eat meat? Mitkamal Reb Meir v'loikamar hechi echachlin bisra, doesn't say how do we eat meat. Because according to Reb Meir, who's choshish for a miut, how do we eat meat? But we don't pass him like Reb Meir, who's choshish for a miut. So that's what Tosfos says in the Gemara. The Gemara's kasha is, according to Reb Meir, how do we eat meat? Tosfos says, dafka Reb Meir, but not according to the Chachamim. And this Tosfos asks that in the Sugya of the Gemara in Bechoros, it's mashma we paskin like Reb Meir was choshish lemiut. So why is it daf according to Reb Meir, even according to us? Because we paskin like Reb Meir. Why? Because Reb Yechon, a paskin with Shimon Gamliel, who says that if you buy a nursing animal from a goy, and we don't know im kvar yolda etzel anachri. Did this animal give birth when the animal was by the guy? Or did this animal not give birth when it was by the guy? If the animal gave birth when it was by the guy, then the animal's firstborn is not going to be a bechor. If not, then it will be a bechor. So Rav Shimon Gamliel says that if the behema was nursing, and there's a child who's karach achareha, who is following her, and nursing from her, so that's a simen muvuk shehubina. That's a clear indikatsia that it's her son. For niftara mena b'chayra. Why? Because it is not the derech of an animal to nurse any other child other than her own. Now, Rav Shimon Gamliel says that the child has to be following the mother. In other words, that the animal is nursing from this mother. But it's not enough that the mother is nursing, has milk. Milk is not enough. Now, most animals don't have milk unless they gave birth. So why don't you say, milk is enough, milk is a raya. Because most animals, it's taka raya. The answer is that miyut animals, it's not a raya. And we follow the miyut. So you need that dafka her. That a specific animal is nursing from her, not that she has milk. Milk is not enough for us, because that's only rof. And we follow the miut, the milk isn't enough. So you need a strong araya that this animal is nursing from her. And an animal only nurses its own child. So you got to assume that it's the child of this animal. So what do you see from here? You see from here that we pass like Rav Meir, who says Chayshin and the Miyuta. So why does the Gemara say Dafka according to Rav Meir we can't eat meat? No. Even we can't eat meat because we pass like Rav Meir is Choshish from Miyut, and therefore maybe the animal is a Treifa. And then Tosis goes weiter and says, Avagav the lech chazaka bahade Miyuta. Even though there's no chazaka with the Miyut, the Amasuki apara becheskes shelo yolda. Adraba hamed vlad becheskes sheino kodesh bepchora sheichulin bemei imo. Now, it's apparently we can answer the kash of Tosis that really we're not choshish for the miut. That we pass like we're halacha Rav Shimon Gamliel that we don't go after rov behemos is because there's a chazaka that helps the miut. Normally, we don't follow miut, but here there's a chazaka that helps the miut. What's the chazaka that helps the miut? That the behemah has a chazaka that it didn't give birth. So you don't follow miut. But here you do follow miut, because the animal has a chazaka also. Chazaka that it didn't give birth yet, and the fact that it's so that chazaka means assume that it didn't give birth yet, because it has a chazaka that didn't give birth yet. And in such a case, we're choshesh for the miut. In such a case, we're choshesh. In such a case, we're choshesh for miut animals that have milk but hadn't yet given birth. Because together with the having milk part, which Rove would say that she did give birth, but she has a chazaka that she didn't. So therefore, be choshish for the miut that she didn't yet give birth, even though she has milk, because she is a cheskas not having given birth. So when do you file the miyut? When you have a chazaka with the miyut. Normally you don't file the miyut. So Tosa says, no. Avagav the leka chazaka behind the miyut. Here there's no chazaka with the miyut. It's a miyut alone. No chazaka. Because if you say, to be mami, the para, uki para, the cheska shalo yolda, other abba, punk fakert. Hamid vlad becheska sheno kadosh bebechora. The Vlad is a chazaka that it's not Kaddish b'Bechora. Why? Because it was chulin b'me'e imo. Because it was chulin in the mother's stomach, so you have to be ma'amidit b'cheskes that it wasn't... that it wasn't... it isn't a b'chor. So here the animal has a chazaka that it's not a b'chor. It's not a b'chor. So that's no longer a chazaka that helps the miyut. The miyut is that the animal had milk. And even though the animal has milk, the animal's never given birth. That's the miyut. However, the Chazaka says that the Vlad is not a Bechor. Meaning that it's correct that the animal has milk, previously had milk, and therefore you're going to say that means Rov, that she had already given birth. How do you have milk if you don't give birth? That's the Rov. And if she had already given birth, then when the animal gets pregnant in the Rishus of the Yisrael, the fetus has the status that it's not Kadosh B'Kadosh B'Chor, which stems very nicely with the Rov. So it's not that the Miyut has a Chazaka, the Rov has a Chazaka. Because the chazaka is that this Vlad is becheskas she'eno kadosh bebechora. Because the mother had already given birth. And that's exactly what the milk, the fact that she had milk, also told us according to the Rov. And yet despite that, despite the cheskas she'eno kadosh bebechora of the Vlad, that it's not kadosh bebechora, and despite the milk, we still follow Rav Meir. And we say, no, unless an animal is actually nursing from her, we assume that the mother had never given birth, even though it's only a miyut that a specific animal has to nurse from her. Zapirov, we don't need to come on to that. Just the fact that she has milk means she already gave birth. But here we say, no, milk isn't enough. You need the animal as karach achareah. So you mamish follow the miyut even against the rov. Obviously, the miyut is against the rov, and even against the chazaka, because the chazaka of the next of the fetus, of the next fetus is that it's not kadosh b'kadosh b'chora. Because in the womb, it's not kadosh b'kadosh b'chora. And previously the mother had milk, which also indicates that she gave birth al pi rov. But we don't care. Chayshin al miyut, that some animals do have milk, and they've still never given birth before. And therefore you need to, that a specific animal should be nursing, and then you say, ah, she's given birth before. So that's the kash of Tosfos. And we do follow Rav Meir. We are choshish for miyut. Now it's important to note that you're right. The Vlad is cheska sheno kadosh b'bechora, the mother has a chazaka shelo yelda. So it's really a chazaka against the chazaka, and the two chazakas are canceling each other out. And what are you left with? You're left with the fact that halokech behema minika men anachri p'tur min habechora only k'shebena karach acharea. But if you normally buy a nursing animal from a guy, when you buy an animal with milk from a guy, it's going to be chayv b'bechora, because you're choshish for the miut of animals that have milk and haven't yet been given birth, unless it's nursing a specific animal. So we are choshish, for the miut, like Rav Meir. Meaning, in the Gemara in Yevamos, on page 67a, it says there that if you have a Bas Yisrael who gets married to a Kohen, and the Kohen dies, and he leaves her pregnant, now, she's allowed to eat Truma because she has other children. But her Avadim are not allowed to eat Truma because of the Chelek of the Ubar, that's Rabbi Yossi. In other words, the Avadim are the Kinyan of the Yorshim, and the Ubar has a Chelek in the Avadim. And the Ubar of a Kohen, B'me'ei Zara, the Uber of a Kohen, in the womb of a non-Kohen, as long as he has not yet been born, he has no Kedushas Kohen. He is a Din Zar. Nimtza, she'esh l'zar chelek ba'avodim. A fetus is not a Kohen. So why are we worried about a woman going to the hospital when she's an Ashes Kohen? When she's pregnant, it's Tumas Mace. Problem is giving birth in the hospital. But you see here that Alts fetus, it's A-OK, at least according to this Gemara. Alts fetus, if you're in the womb of a Zara, you have a Din of a Zar. So he's a non-Kohen. So we say in the Gemara, that Uber b'mei imo b'mei zar is a zar, and that's what we pass in la'alacha, the roif, the rush. And imo chachamim will argue, and they say the avadim can eat truma, they agree that Uber b'mei zar is zarhu. The reason we're matter the avadim to eat truma is because an Uber is not a bar yerusha, an Uber is not inheriting. Never, as long as b'mei imo, he has no chelik b'avadim, and he doesn't passel them from eating truma. Ayin Sham. So, where is this all taking us? We wanted to be Matarit to the Kash of Tosis. Tosis asked, and Rashi says that in the case of Yanai, why don't we say it's two against two? And let's be Mamid, the mother of Yanai, Becheskes Kashrus. And Rashi answers, the Shaila is Legabe Yanai, not the mother. And Tosis asks, no, if you're Machshir the mother, you're Machshir Yanai. And the mother has a Cheskes Kashrus. That's Tosis Kasha. The mother has a cheskes kashrus l'kahuna. So divrei ha-machshir b'machshir b'bita. So let's be machshir yane because of his mother's cheskes kashrus. But now that we've come on this long derech, we have a teretz to the Tosis in Kiddushin. You can't compare to the case of yane. Zalo mahani le chazak al dima. Why? Because the reason a cheskesem is effective for the daughter is because the daughter herself is no chazak either way, and therefore we file the cheskes kashus of the mother to be machshir the daughter. Because if the mother is kosher, the daughter is also kosher. Mashenkin benidon diyane amelech. There you can't be machshir yane mitam cheskes kashus shalimo. Shrei ader abba yesh kan cheskes zoros shalo. Can I get a cheskes kashus shalimo? She calls man shibimeimo zarhu kadisa besugabiyavamis. Then in the case of Yana, you can't be machshir Yana because of his mother's cheskes kashrus adarabba. He has his own cheskes zarus. Can I get his mother's cheskes kashrus? Because as long as he's in his mother's womb, he has the din of a zar. So here, when we're dealing with the son of the Kohen, of the Kohenis, he starts out in the mother's womb with a cheskas zarus. You want to follow the mother's cheskas kashrus. You can't follow the mother's cheskas kashrus because he is a cheskas zarus. Because as long as he is in his mother's womb, he has a din of a zar, like we see in the Gemara Yevamos. He's a non-Kohen. So his mother might have a cheskas kashrus, but he has a cheskas zarus. And therefore, don't assume that he's a kosher Kohen. Why shouldn't you assume he's a kosher Kohen? Because in his mother's womb, he wasn't a kosher Kohen. His mother's womb, he was a czar. When we're talking about the daughter in her mother's womb, she never had a contradictory chazakah. Her mother was pregnant with her. She never had a chazaka that her father was a mamzer. So let's go with her mother's cheskas kashrus and assume the father isn't a mamzer. But here, we have a contradictory chazaka. We want to know he's a kosher kohen. You can't say he was a kosher kohen because of his mother's chazaka, because he is a cheskas zaras b'me'imo. So what do you have over here? You have a chazaka versus a chazaka. And what do you do when you have a chazaka versus a chazaka? There's no chazaka at all. Where do you see that? You see that in the Tosis and Chulin and Bechoros that we quoted before. Because what do we say in the Tosis and Chulin and Bechoros? That you want to be mamid the parah b'cheska shelo yalda. You want to be married the mami par, assume the mami par never gave birth. Okay, and therefore the child is a bechor. Adarabba, the child has a cheskas that it's not kadosh b'kedushas habechora. So you have a chazaka versus chazaka, because it was chulin b'me'imo. So you have a chazaka versus a chazaka, and no chazaka. Chazaka versus chazaka means no chazaka. You also have chazaka versus chazaka. What's the chazaka versus chazaka? Cheskas Imo shel Yanai, that he's a kosher Kohen. Cheskas Yanai, that he's not a kosher Kohen. In his mother's womb, he wasn't a kosher Kohen. And therefore, the Gemara asks in Kedushin that if you have a suffix of Trey Utrey, we should have passed Yanai for Kahuna. Because his mother's Cheskas Kashrus wouldn't have worked for him. By a mother, her cheskas kashrus works for the daughter. But here, fakert! There's a cheskes zarus neged cheskes haim, because b'meiz imo he's a zar. So we have to be maimed in his chazaka that he's still a zar. There's no chazaka, and it's similar to the case in Chulin. Ukamashkasu tosis linyan b'chor the kadosh echash enolad. B'keiv andike chazaka lafuch lehevech. Sulo mahani cheskes haim. Kevin dinami cheskes chazaka lehevech cheskes zaris. In the case of the Bechor, you're right, you have the Cheskes mother that she didn't give birth, but you have the Cheskes child that it was Chulin b'me'imo. Chazaka that it's not a Bechor. Here you have the Chazaka of the mother, Yanni's mother is kosher, but then you have the Chazaka of the child who was a Cheskes zar b'me'imo, so he's not a good Kohen. So it's a Chazaka versus a Chazaka, no Chazaka at all, and you make the child into a zar. You can't use the cheskes kashrus of the mother. So you have to assume that the Yane was a czar. Because against her cheskes kashrus, he is a cheskes czaris. So we have no chazak at all, keep him as a czar. Unless you know otherwise. So according to that, we have a kasha, and that is, according to the Svar of Shev Shmaitza, how do we have a coin bismanazeh? Rambam writes in the 20th paragraph of his Surah B'Alocha Aleph that all Kohanim bismanazeh are b'chazaka, that they're Kohanim. But according to the Shmaitza, chazakas don't work, because they have a cheskes zarus of uber b'me'imo zaru. And even if his mother is a Bas Kohen, maybe Echad Me'avos of Nasa Bas Yisrael, the Nimtza Sheyesh Lo Cheskes Zaris, and there's no Chazaka that he never married a Bas Yisrael. But there's Mutter for a Kohen to marry a Bas Yisrael, Akshem. So how can you say there was some kind of chazaka that this child is a Kohen, as the Rambam says in the 20th parak of Surah B'Alocha Aleph, when either his mother or somewhere down the line there was a Zara there, and the fetus had the status of a Zara, and therefore had status of a Zara, and therefore when the child was born he's not a Kohen? So that kasha was asked in the Sefer Nasan Pirio by Moreno HaGorim Nasan Gishtetner Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh L'Bracha, in the name of his son. This was written many years ago, even though they only came out with it Tavshinayin Dalit, but he says B'ni HaBachar. So Renussin's children were Bachrim. It was a long time ago. They're already been grandparents for a long time. Akoponim, that's the Kasha. But then Renussin says, I want to ask on the Ikar Divrei Hashev Shmaitza, because he built his Yisod al depi divrei ha-Tosfos gabe b'chor. You can't compare to the Tosfos gabe b'chor. Why? Because ad kan lo kasu ha-Tosfos, when the Tosfos in Chulin yir alef amid beis, right, that were mamid b'cheskes Chulin k'fi shehaya b'mei imo. When are we mamid b'cheskes Chulin? When do we say that the animal is not a b'chor, it's going to be chulin in the mother's womb, and therefore when the animal is born, it doesn't, you can't assume that it's a b'chor because it had a cheskes non-b'chor. It's because a b'chor is only kadosh when he's poter the rechem. And Rashi says in Parashas Bo 13:2, Peter kol rechem shepotach Pasach et esarechem tchila. He opened up the womb. So in order that an animal should be kaddish b'kedushas habechora, you need a reason. You need a first cause. The vlad has to be poseach the rechem. So we have a suffix if this vlad was pota potar es harechem. If he opened up the womb. So it emerges that there's a suffix if there was a siba through which, if there was a reason through which this b'chor is going to be kadosh. There were definitely mamid a cheska schulin shayi b'mei imo. Since b'mei imo there was no siba, that's makadosh it l'b'chora. So let's assume that it never happened. Because we have a rule that if we're mesubik, if a maisa happened or a maisa didn't happen, we assume that it didn't happen. So here you need a maisa. So that's in the case of Tosas and Chulin. And Bechoros, Masha'en Ken Gabe Ben Kohen. Even though an uber in the womb of his mother is a zar, she's a zara, V'lo nasa Kohen El Acha Sheyotze L'Avir Olam, and he only becomes a Kohen after he's born, nevertheless, the birth doesn't cause that he should be a Kohen. The reason the child is a Kohen is because his father is a Kohen. Just the din is that in the meantime, when he's in his mother's womb, he doesn't yet have Kedushas Kahuna. But the moment he's born, he's a Kohen because his father was a Kohen, not because he was born. It's not the Siba, that's just removing the Mania. There's something preventing him from being a Kohen. He wasn't born yet. But now that he's born, he's kadosh not because he did anything, but because his father was a Kohen. Because we know that this ikuv no longer exists. And therefore we go back to the Kedushas Kahuna. That he's a makabel from his father. So the Shemaitzer wanted to compare it to the case of the Bechor. Just like by the Bechor of the animal, we say that it's no, the chazak of the mother is no good, that she's never given birth is no good for the child, is no good for the fetus, for the baby. Why not? Because the baby has a chazakah that it's not kadosh. No, there it's because the baby has to do a maisa. Baby has to be poseach the rechem. So assume that no maisa was done, and the animal remains a non-bechor. But don't compare that to the case of Yanai HaMelech. Yanai HaMelech, you could follow the chazakah, because he doesn't have to do any maisa for this chazakah. In order for him to be a kosher kohen, all he has to do is be born. And then you can say that his mother has a cheskas kashrus l'kahuna, and he's automatically a kohen because of his father. He doesn't have to do a maisa. If you have to do a maisa, then you have to assume the maisa wasn't done. So in the case of the animal, that he has to be poseach the rechem as a bechor, assume that when he was poseach the rechem, he didn't do it as a bechor. You don't know if the siba, that of a bechor, you don't know here that the bechor was poseach the rechem. So Tosis is correct. You have to assume that it remains chulin. Because you don't know if he did the maisa. But by Cohen, the whole reisa is that he's still in utero. But now we know for a fact that no longer exists. That Mania left. And therefore there's no longer a chazakah of what was Bimei Imo. Mapito Bimei Imo, he was a czar. Now we know he's not a czar anymore. He was born. He was born, and his father is a Kohen. Make him a Kohen. He's a Cheskas Kahuna. A His mother has a cheskes kashrus. His father is a kohen. Make him a kohen. And there's no chazaka menagedes, because we know that he's no longer in his mother's womb. Again, if he had to do a maisa, assume the maisa didn't happen. If in order to be a kohen, you have to do a maisa of being born as a kohen. Oh, you need a maisa to be born as a kohen. The maisa never happened. We don't know that it happened, because maybe he wasn't born as a kosher kohen. But here, you don't need a maisa. Here, it's important how we define it. Of course, he has to be born. But that being born is not the maisa that creates the kohuna. That being born is siluk hamaniyah. It's removing what's preventing him from being a kohen. And then memela, he's a kosher kohen. But in lahashvot lebechor, there he needs a maisa to be born as a bechor, to be poseach rechem tchila. That we don't know if it happened. So maybe his mother had given birth earlier. Okay, so this is Gevaldik, and there's still a long derech before us. So I asked the Rabbanu Shel Olam that Berov Rachamav V'Chasadov, that he give us life, and in the next shir we will see more niflos mitaras Hashem and mirtz Hashem. This was awesome, and there's a lot more awesome material to come, and God should just give us life and health and everything we need, la'avdo be'emes, in order to continue learning together. B'simcha b'tuv levav. I bless you, I hope you bless me. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.